Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned. My name is Shelley, and I am your host for this episode. I hope everyone's doing well and had a great Thanksgiving holiday for those of us who live in the States. I actually had a low-key Thanksgiving holiday. It was pretty good. Had ham instead of turkey because I'm not a lover of turkey. I am a lover of ham. So before we get started on this episode, I want to remind you we have a Facebook page, Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned. And I will post, I will pop that link down in the show notes below. Come over and join us. There's like, I don't know, 3,400 of us in there or something ridiculous like that. And also I am launching 30 Days to a Healthy Journey in January. And I'm doing a little 10-day prep before we head to Gulf Shores for that. So if you want to learn more about that or follow me on that journey, I'm not going to go into it a lot on this podcast episode. Get on my email list. The sign-up is also down below in the show notes. So without further ado, friends, let's get started on this episode.
She's bold. She's sassy. She's a woman over 50 living a life she designed on purpose with purpose. And now here's your host of Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned podcast, Shelley Dryman.
So I did a blog post and it was titled, What is it costing you to not make a change? And so I want you to take a moment and I want you to ask your future self that question. And perhaps your future self can persuade your present self to go ahead and act on making whatever change it is that you want right now. If there's something you want to do right now, whether it's leave an unhealthy relationship, get a new job, start taking care of your health, whatever, if you don't make that decision right now, what do you think your 80-year-old self is going to say to your 60-year-old self? And I think that you can pretty well imagine, because think about what you're like. I'm 58. What would my 58-year-old self tell my 38-year-old self? I would tell her a lot of things and to do the things that she wanted to do back then. So I want you to do that little exercise and just think about what's going to happen in the next 20 years if you don't decide to act on that change. And one of the things that I really, one of the platitudes, sayings, whatever you want to call it, I really do not like is it's never too late. You know, people always say, oh, it's never too late to start over. It's never too late to do this. It's never too late to do that. Well, actually, people, it can be too late. It can be too late because people die every single day without realizing their dreams or their health or their financial situations become so dire that they cannot focus on anything but making it through the moments of their day. Your future doesn't care about your dreams. It only cares if you actually acted on your dreams. So I can look back in my life and pinpoint the exact moments I chose not to make a change and what it cost me. It cost me money. It cost me my dignity. It cost me my self-worth, my health, my peace of mind, friends, and it cost me a life that I could truly love. Conversely, I look back at the times I did make a change and what I gained from that. Confidence, no more toxic relationship, a clear sense of purpose. I got my dignity back, greater self-worth, and I have no regrets over what I gained, but plenty over what I lost. So that's one of the decisions here in 2021 that I've decided to really take control of my health. And one of those reasons is I am 3.5 years out of the age my mother died. My mother died suddenly when she was 62. And I'm not going to go into a lot about my mother now, but she could not have been living the life of her dreams. She lived with an alcoholic, philandering man. We were super poor. She worked in the factory as a line worker for over 30 years. So I cannot believe that when she was 20, that was the life of her dreams. And, you know, she just gave up a long time before she died. And whatever greatness my mom had, we never had the chance to see that. And I find that the real shame to me. And, you know, that is really the saddest thing about my mom's sudden death. You know, she just, you know, it's what I think a lot of us think or do is that we believe what we hear about ageism and women over 50 is that, you know, we might as well just chuck our dreams. We're too old and, you know, trade it in for a rocking chair and knitting needles, which my mother literally did and then died less than a year after she retired. You know, you just have so much greatness left to give the world. So it would just be a total shame to waste the wisdom and all that we have learned and all that we know, you know, just because we might be a little fearful or don't know what to expect in the unknown. So I really believe that inaction will scar your life forever. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of regrets. Tired as hell of regrets. You know, woulda, coulda, shoulda, you know, living in that, if only I had, or if only I did. I'm really tired of that because I don't want to spend any more brain space, you know, wishing things could be different. I want to spend them doing things, taking action, you know, so let's take this negative energy and turn it around, use it to make your sought after change, whatever that, is, and you seriously have so much to gain and all the right things to lose is what I think. So, you know, saying you just need to change is so simple. Saying it's simple, but it's not. And you hear that all the time. People say, well, if you just want to make, you know, you want to make a change, you know, make a change. And it's really, you know, not always that simple. But I'm going to have to tell you that the first thing you have to do is make the decision to change and then get off your ass, get your ass off the couch and actually do it. And it's going to be difficult. It's going to be hard. I'm not going to say it's going to be easy because we are so mired down in our own negative thoughts, what other people might think of us and our habits that we've developed, you know, these bad habits that we've developed and, you know, just plain old indifference. We've got, you know, apathy, you know what they say, a body in motion stays in motion and a body at rest stays at rest until an external force, you know, forces it to do otherwise. You know, we are where we are, and we do need to get the energy to change. We just need to muster up that energy if we really want to do it. You know, and here is the way that I think that you can really truly make some difference is take back your power with your self-worth. I want you to encourage yourself. I want you to shut your eyes, and I want you to say to yourself that you are worthy of good health. You are worthy of good relationships. You are worthy of good fortunes. You just have to give yourself the power to feel worthy. Just as you have given yourself the power to feel unworthy, let's take that mindset, let's shift it, and let's give ourselves the power to feel worthy. So, women over 50, I want you to do this. I want you to use your power to rock the boat and show the world that you refuse to stay stuck where you are. It's there inside you and it's just waiting for you to give permission to come out. So I want to leave you with a quote from Brené Brown, which I'm going to read here. I love Brené. I would love her on the podcast. I actually asked her one time and she didn't turn me down, but I believe her handlers were probably, I don't believe Brené personally turned me down, but her handlers said she was just too busy. And I get it. You know, I'm just a little podcast out here in the world. Okay. So Brené, here is the quote that I'm going to send out to all my women over 50 to encourage them to give themselves permission to feel worthy, to take action on the changes that they want to make. Wholehearted living is about engaging in our lives from a place of worthiness. It means cultivating the courage, compassion, and connection to wake up in the morning and think, no matter what gets done and how much is left undone, I am enough. I'm going to go to bed at night thinking, yes, I am imperfect and vulnerable and sometimes afraid, but that doesn't change the truth that I am also brave and worthy of love and belonging. Okay, friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget about our Facebook page, All the goodies are down below in the show notes. It would be great if you would subscribe to my podcast and leave me a review. Okay, friends, until next time, stay awesome.
Thank you for joining Shelley today on Women Over 50, a Life Redesign podcast. Be sure to join the ever-growing community of like-minded women on Facebook. That's the Women Over 50, a Life Redesigned Facebook group. Join today.